Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show with Roz, Ivory, Terri-Anne, and Melissa. Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spirituality, metaphysics, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona, Arizona. We are Roslyn Reynolds, who is incognito, myself, Ivory Lanoue, Terri-Anne Russell, and Joe Modica, who is taking a little break today. We have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where we see clients from all over the world. Today's topic is Archangel Michael. We've talked about angels before. We've talked about many different things, but we haven't really dived into the topic of the different archangels. And we're starting with Archangel Michael because he's a favorite of so many people. So many people feel that connection to him. And Just a little preview here, like what's the difference between an archangel and an angel? Well, angels are just, they're a higher order of angels, archangels are. And so they act with a higher spiritual authority. They're powerful celestial beings charged with the responsibility of carrying out the will of God and spreading his infinite love to all conscious beings. So if, I don't know if you know this, but the prefix arch, like as an archangels, means ruling or chief in Greek. And they're different from other types of angels because they're on a higher level. They oversee entire groups of humanity at once. So I thought we'd talk about our Archangel Michael. He is, his name means who is like God. And I don't know if you know this, but the original pronunciation of his name is Mikael. Originally, but now we call him Michael. And he's been known by a whole lot of names, including Holy Michael, the Archangel, Saint Michael. You've probably seen people wearing Saint Michael pendants, necklaces, and their statues. He's a lot of people's protector, right?
Yes.
Is it true that most archangels have never been human?
No angels have ever been human. No level of angels have ever been human. And much to my sorrow, and we let the Joni in here, much to my sorrow, we will never be angels. There goes my greatest endeavor. I was so hoping for that. And no, they haven't, but they can take human form when they want to. You know, angels can do that. Archangels can do that. Can take human form. I've had that happen. I'm sure other people, we should probably do a show about that sometime when angels take human form, because there's most people have a story or they know somebody who has a story. But archangels, they seem to be coming through more powerfully and more frequently lately. I'm convinced it's what's going on in the world right now. I mean, not only the turmoil, the anger, the angst, the uncertainty, but also this turning point that we're at with humanity right now. And as I say that, where I feel the angelic energy coming in really strong, that we are right on this point where we can tip forward and move into true enlightenment as a people, as a planet. And so they want to be here to support us. They don't want us to sink down into despair or any other negative emotions at this critical time. And Roz, I was thinking about you this morning when I was thinking about this show, because didn't you tell me that you've seen Archangel Michael?
Well, my guardian angel that I've always seen since I was little, his name is Michael.
Oh, his name's and also Michael.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people have told me that they think he is Archangel Michael. I don't know. He just always said his name was Michael, and he's definitely a warrior. So
Go ahead.
I had someone walk into my office. A lot of my clients are other psychics. So I had someone walk into my office about 5 or 6 years ago and just react like, who is that? Who is that tall man that's standing behind you? I said, oh, that's my angel, Michael. And she was flipping out. And I don't know. I mean, I feel that he is an overseer of all, but I just think that he's very gifted. So that's why.
There's some weird noise coming through that sounds like we're like getting squawking.
Feedback. We're feedback of other people's voices or something. Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I was going to say that the time I'm sure I saw him and experienced him most powerfully was during that time I took like a week and came to Sedona when I was getting out of that toxic relationship I was in. And I just needed to pour myself into prayer and meditation and forgiveness work. And he came in that first night and that whole room filled with royal blue light, just wall to wall, ceiling to floor. And the frequency was so high, my skin, my hair follicles hurt. It was standing on edge and it was trying to jump off my skin. And then I was telling you, Roz, that that time that not only did I see that amazing blue light, but there was a white, thin white grid, like a diagonal grid going through in both directions through the light. And I don't know what that was. I've not been able to find out what that was. But I know the feeling, I know the frequency of an archangel when I feel one, and only an archangel's color fills up the entire room like that. So that was crazy. I'll never forget that. I just laid in bed just in awe, like, oh my gosh. I felt special at that moment, like, oh my gosh, he's actually cares what's happening to me. And he's here to say, you know, we're here giving you strength. You're going to get through this and you're going to shine your light brighter than ever. And it was a really big moment. You know, that whole week was good for me, really. Not easy, but good. You know how that goes.
Well, sometimes we all need some loving arms to surround us and fill us with powerful energy. And that's what I always feel Michael does for me.
He does. And a lot of times people have told me that they had an experience with Archangel Michael when they needed protection, when they were frightened, when they were literally in danger. And they saw either that royal blue light or they felt the very powerful energy, or they, some of them actually saw him in that traditional view of the warrior with the sword and just very powerful, wearing like leather armor. They saw that literally. So you just don't know. I mean, I think that's why it's so important to learn what angels look like, what they feel like, how to see them, because then you kind of have a better idea of what's going on. But let's face it, when an archangel is right there in your energy, you know something amazing and powerful is happening. There's no mistaking it, none at all. Did you have an experience with anything like that, Terri-Ann?
Yes, a long time ago. But, you know, I learned about Archangel Michael when I was little. So, you know, in the church, he's very prevalent. So a lot of people know him and are aware of him. I think there's even been some TV shows that, you know, have Archangel Michael in it. So when I was first spiritually awakening, questioning everything, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be going? Oh, my gosh. I had an experience. I was in the car actually driving, and I have a lot of my experiences while I'm driving, but I could feel this presence, and I did see, like, out of the corner of my eye, a bluish color, but I could feel this energy around my back, almost like as if he was hugging me from behind. And again, it was like one of those things, high frequency, that you, before I could put into words what it was, it just felt very warm and inviting and protective. So I knew. And then I think not long after that is like I read something and something came back to me, or it was like just, oh, that's who it was. So very much, I love that energy about him. So I've asked him several times after that to come in and show me what it is specifically that he would feel like, so that I know when he's in my presence what it feels like.
I want to take a little moment here. If you're live with us on the show and you want to ask a question or share your own story, you can use the feature at the bottom under reactions. There's a little button that says reactions. Click on that and you'll see raise your hand, and you can ask it out loud, or you can write your question in the chat room and we'll be glad to answer your question for you, or share your story. We want to hear your stories too. So I want to talk a little bit about this history, how Michael shows up in our history. The first thing is the Bible describes Archangel Michael leading armies of angels that battle Satan and his demons during the world's last conflict. Michael is said to emerge victorious. And also in the Bible, it is said that Michael is the one who will accompany Jesus when he returns to earth. So we can just start with, there's more, there's a lot more. He's probably definitely one of the most written about archangels in religious teachings. What were you going to say, Roz?
I was just going to say that I feel like we are always shown depictions of him in pictures with his sword, with his, you know, warrior breastplate on, and, you know, he's out there slaying the demons. So I think, you know, my sense of him is really a lot about how he feels and less about how he looks. Maybe that's because he's always behind me, so I don't see him.
And for me, I just don't, you know, I told you before, like at age 13 or 14, angels stopped appearing to me as winged beings most of the time. They just come through as very distinct lights, mix of colors with light, depth and movement to them. And the more powerful the angel is, the more I feel that energy in archangels is just off the chart. So nobody's going to forget a moment like that. It has a very big impact on your mind, on your thinking, on your soul. And I think it really changes a lot of people at a beautiful level. It helps them start to really grasp that there's something out there. A lot of people have this, they want to believe in angels and archangels. They want to believe so badly, but they need proof. And if that's not proof, I don't know what is. When you have that kind of experience, it's impossible to put that genie back in the bottle. And I wouldn't want to. I don't know if you know that there are, let's say, in the book of Revelations, it's written that seven angels dwell in the presence of the Lord. And those are the original seven archangels that many traditions and faiths reference. It differs from faith to faith who those seven are, but almost always Archangel Michael is one of them. So he's considered one of the main. And that's why, like I know for myself, when I do spiritual protection, I call in the archangels. I do Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. And a lot of people, that's like the four main ones for many, many people, but there's others. There's plenty of others. There's actually 15 that are considered the main ones. So another story, another topic for another week. In the Torah, God chooses Michael to protect and defend Israel. Michael is also described as the great prince who will protect God's people even during the war between good and evil at the end of the world. So that's a good thing to know. should we reach that point in our lifetime that Archangel Michael will be there defending us and protecting us? We know there's a war between good and evil. It's been going on for as long as there's been humans. And then in the Zohar, which is a book in Jewish mysticism called Kabbalah, Michael escorts the souls of the righteous to heaven. And that was news to me. Like, I hadn't heard that before. He's mentioned in the Quran as the archangel that God has assigned to reward righteous people for the good they do during their earthly lifetimes. So he's got, I mean, that's not even all. Like, he's got a lot of big roles in history for mankind with religious teachings. He's just there. And I think it's fascinating that he's in all of these different religious books, religious teachings. So that's another constant that runs through so many major religions. Did you know Joan of Arc saw Archangel Michael, who she called Saint Michael, and began hearing the voice of him when she was just 13? So it was Archangel Michael that drove her to be this warrior as a young girl in France, taking on these big armies. He visited her in a vision, and when she saw him, Archangel Michael appeared as a handsome young man surrounded by angels. Interesting. Kind of hard to deny that one. And she was so dedicated. I mean, what was she like, 12 or 13? I mean, it was just some super young age. And because she had that vision and the words of what she called Saint Michael, she felt that passion to take on that battle. It's pretty, pretty amazing. The Catholic, Orthodox, Anglican, and Lutheran churches revere him as Saint Michael. And for them, he serves as the patron saint of people who work in dangerous conditions. And, you know, Joe Modica, who works with us, he used to be in the military and the police officer. And he was telling me, did you know Saint Michael is the patron saint of paratroopers? And I'm like, actually, I did. I did know that. So any dangerous professions, that you'll see them. That's why a lot of police officers, firefighters wear those Saint Michael medals. And then another thing is the Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witness churches believe that Jesus Christ was Michael before Christ came to earth. And that was something I didn't know till I wrote the book about archangels. And they believe that Michael is also Adam, the first created human who's now in heavenly form. So there's some interesting beliefs. I don't know why they believe that. I just know that that is the case. So he shows up again and again in different ways, depending on the religion, the teachings. So I think one of the things people want to know is, like, when is it a great time to call upon Michael? If you need to, if you want to, you know, just kind of a broad overboard. I don't know why we're getting that weird buzzing. Some general reasons would be if you want to release fear and worry, if you feel overwhelmed by those kind of emotions, if you're battling the forces of darkness, that can be entities or people. They come, you know, darkness, evil is insidious and it comes in many forms. If you feel like you're battling that, then call upon Archangel Michael. He will be all over that. If you need courage and strength, I think I need courage and strength every day through this time. Am I the only one? I don't think so. If you're afraid or concerned for your safety in any situation. And the other thing is support in making life changes. So if you're one of those millions of people who recently quit your job and you're feeling like you want to follow your passion, you want to find something that means more to you, that's something that just really fills your soul, well, call upon Archangel Michael to help guide you to that new profession. You know, the sooner you find it, the better. I know every profession I've had, I thought, oh, I'm going to do this the rest of my life. And then I'm guided to do the next thing. And I love it so much more. I can't imagine what would be after this, though, because I love this so much. But I'm never going to say never, because I've said it before. And here I am. So Michael's primary role is battling for good to prevail over evil. He's been doing that since mankind existed. He's probably been doing that before mankind existed. He protects and defends those who love God, or whatever name you want to give him, because God goes by many different names. And so what is Archangel Michael's personality? Isn't that an interesting question? Don't think about that movie with John Travolta in it. That movie, I kind of like it, but I have to not think about Archangel Michael because it makes me queasy, because I just don't think he'd be like that. Sort of dirty and disgusting, you know? So no, what he's really over and all described that as exceptionally strong and courageous. He's serious. You know, he doesn't joke around. He's not lighthearted. He's serious. He's to the point. So when he communicates with you, when he comes in, that's something you might feel. And a lot of people don't even know angels have personalities, but they absolutely do. Every single angel and archangel has a personality. And it's part of how you can know who's with you. Another thing is he's most commonly referred to as being male. Very, very rarely is he referred to as anything other than a male. And I don't know if you know about these rays that are involved with celestial realm, but he oversees the first ray, which is blue, which might be why his color is royal blue. I've never seen him as any other color. And we talked about, like, let's say in art. So there's no pictures. There's no photography of Archangel Michael, to my knowledge. If there is, I missed out on it. But Roz was talking about how he's often shown holding a sword. In art, he's usually wielding a sword or a spear, which represents his role as the angelic leader in spiritual battles. And did you know that he is ruling planet? His ruling planet is the sun. Who knew, right? He's not connected to any zodiac sign, but is linked to the fifth chakra, which is the throat. So if you need assistance with speaking your truth, if you feel like your voice is stifled, if you're being held back from speaking your truth, or just saying what needs to be said is another way of saying that, then Archangel Michael is a good one to call upon to help you break free with that. So something that Michael told me when I was writing this book, like he told me this in a dream and I woke up and dictated this into a little digital recorder so I wouldn't forget it. He said, my energy is powerful and it is available to you. You must ask for my help. Call me and I will be with you. You will feel my energy and gain strength from my presence. Courage is to be had simply by me standing by your side. And I believe that is really true, because the depth of his power is so huge that you don't feel so tiny anymore. It's kind of like if you were a little tiny, tiny person, a giant came in and they're going to protect you from the other giants. You don't feel so scared anymore, do you? So when Archangel Michael, is there a way that you ladies use him in your work at all?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do, Tyrion?
I definitely call him in for protection anytime that I'm doing any type of entity removal or any dark energy. I've had a few experiences where I've felt him come in. One powerful experience was a young girl I had an entity attached, and, you know, I was working on her, doing the work, and I called him in because it was starting to get a little overwhelming for me. And I can feel his presence come in, and it was just like, it came right off. And, you know, she, when we were done, it was like a new person emerged. It was such a traumatic difference from the person that walked in my office to the person that walked out. So very much so, anytime protection, I use a prayer that I use to call him in to come and protect me if I'm in any situation or, you know, any hardship that I'm going through.
That's pretty powerful. It's always amazing when you can see the before and after that quickly. What about you, Roz?
I would say similar. I find when I am doing work with people who are experiencing on their land, in their home, you know, whatever is going with on then and around them from a perspective of paranormal events and terrifying events, that I, you know, this is not work that I ever feel I do by myself. I always feel that Michael is with me and protecting me. So it's a powerful resource. It's all you need.
I'm sure that's very comforting, because I know you've had some really out there experiences with fighting the dark.
I have. I'm actually just mystified sometimes that I'm the person picked to do this, but maybe you guys feel that way too. Sometimes I'm thinking, okay, you know, there's millions of other people. I don't know how this came my assignment, but I know I came here with it. And I think a lot of us do. And that's why we have that resource. Because there's just a lot of really amazing things that go on in people's lives from a paranormal standpoint that they never anticipate or expect. And when they start happening, they start seeking assistance more than just in prayer. I also feel like, you know, in my situation, because I feel so blessed to be able to very much feel like I can talk to Jesus and have that resource too. So it doesn't get so scary then.
No, it doesn't. It's when you feel like you're alone, or if you feel like you're alone, but every human being needs to know right now, you're never alone. It's impossible because of your angels. But as far as Archangel Michael goes, like I'm with Terry Ann on that one, and Roz, before I do any kind of mediumship, whether it's with angels or spirit, I call in the archangels, beginning with Archangel Michael and setting that protection. And then other things I do as well, because I want to make sure that when I start, you know, communicating with angels or spirit, that it's just the ones connected to that client I'm reading for, not something else or anybody else. And the other time I use it, especially for my protection, because I've had a lot of evil, dark attacks against me through my lifetime. And when I lived in a house that had a demonic presence attached to the land, I would call in Archangel Michael almost every night, because there was so much going on in that house, and I lived alone, and I was kind of stuck there at that time. And it was very frightening, and I needed to find my core of strength, and it always helped a lot. You know, it always helped me, because when you call in, when you say, Archangel Michael, I need you to intervene on my behalf and protect me from the dark, you know, whatever it is, it can be a person, like I said, a person, an entity. And suddenly you feel that energy coming around you. It is the most comforting thing. There's nothing the police could do. There's nothing that if I was married at the time that a husband could have done, but Archangel Michael is all over it. And I would see that, you know, I've mentioned that before, like those wide arcs of white light that would slowly go across the room, or huge flashes of white light that would make the room brighter than if it was midday. All kinds of things like that, that would just be immediate visuals for me. Not only would I feel that energy, but see that, showing me that that protection is there. And no matter how afraid I was, I'd just go to sleep. And I know my daughter would say, how can you sleep? How are you able to go to sleep with that going on? Because Archangel Michael is there, you know, my angels came in, they're all protecting me. And so that's the kind of protection everybody can get. I'm not special to be able to get that kind of protection. I just asked for it. I am able to see it, and not everybody is able to do that without training themselves to do it. But everybody has that protection available to them. So if you're in a domestic violence situation, if you find yourself in a scary neighborhood, if you run out of gas and you're out in the middle of nowhere, all these things where your heart starts racing and you're afraid of what's going to happen, those are wonderful times to call in Archangel Michael. Wonderful times. You're not bothering him. He can be with millions of people at the same time. That's the difference between your personal angels and an archangel. They could be with everybody in the world at the same time. So you're never bothering them. It's not like they sleep, they take breaks, they're on dinner. No, they're there all the time. They're there all the time for your assistance. One thing I wanted to share with you is I wrote some invocations that are just like for each archangel. So this is the one that I wrote for Archangel Michael. And it's mostly powerful if you say it on a Sunday or a Wednesday. And that's just because those are days of power for him. And the sense that's good to put in a diffuser, essential oils for this one would be some examples, not all of these, angelica, basil, cinnamon, frankincense, geranium, myrrh, peppermint, orange, or rosemary essential oil. So pick three of those max. Altogether, it would probably be a hot mess, but pick maybe three of those and put them in a diffuser and then hold a piece of sodalite, angel light, or rainbow hematite, which are all associated with Archangel Michael. Those are all just stones that you can look up online. So sodalite, angel light, or rainbow hematite. And you would just get yourself into a prayerful, meditative, calm state and say, Michael, I ask you to enter this space and connect with me energetically. I need your powerful assistance with, and name specifically what it is, and ask that you direct your mighty angelic intensity toward empowering me. Replace my fear with your strength. Protect me and those I love. Please support me as I make this next change in my life. I thank you for honoring me with your presence and your divine assistance, Michael. Change the words as you need to fit your situation. So if something in there isn't relevant to your situation, take it out. It's not going to make it ineffective. It makes it more effective because it's coming from your heart. It's about what's going on in your life. So that's much more important than repeating word for word what I tell you or anybody else tells you. I think there's such power in working with the archangels. And people seem to be kind of waiting. They'll say things like, oh, I wish I had an experience like that. And I always tell them, you can. Do you have to work toward that? You have to train yourself like to remove the barriers within you that, and that's what my book that's out now, that Let Your Angels Lead book, is about that, how to remove those barriers so you can feel, see, and hear your angels. But with archangels, it falls into place too. If you can do it with your angels, you'll start being better at it with your archangels. But to me, one thing we do at Sedona Soul Sisters that's powerful is all of us. I don't even think we knew this till we talked about it fairly recently, but we all talk to our angels throughout every day. We know they're right there with us. We're talking to them. We're asking them questions. We're confirming things with them because we know that they're right there with us every step of our life. Same thing for you. And the archangels are there waiting to zoom in when you ask them. You know, sometimes they'll come in even if you don't ask them, but if you're just waiting around for this amazing Archangel Michael experience, it'd be faster if you just work toward it, you know, sort of like encourage it, ask him to come to you. Do you ladies have people, clients who come to you talking about Archangel Michael?
On occasion.
It seems to be a big one. A lot of people think
people feel the love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They feel the love. And for me, you know, I have a lot of clients that have been in very, very toxic relationships, and they're either in it or they're trying to get out of it. And it seems like for them, it's been about protection, definitely about protection. And I think giving them courage to take the big steps, the scary steps that it takes to change your life. And sometimes that's hard to find within yourself, by yourself.
I think that situation holds true also for people experiencing any kind of trauma, any kind of fear, any type of, I know a lot of the people who I speak with, because a lot of them never feel safe at home. Or maybe they only feel part of the time that they are protected, and being able to call in that greater power is a real blessing for them. And I'm sure people in abusive and toxic relationships, you know, these are all very fearful things, just like being in a home where you're having unexplained events going on. Pretty scary.
It is. So. It is. And, you know, I was married to a police sergeant, and he worked nights, I worked days. He was off on weekdays, I was off on weekends. We barely just like passed in the night. Hello. Hey, how you doing? So when I was sleeping almost every night of the week, he was working, and all this paranormal stuff was happening. And I just came to a realization, even when he was home, he did not hear it, see it, experience it. So he really didn't wake up. I couldn't wake him up sometimes. And even if I'd woken him up, what's he going to do? Are you going to shoot something paranormal? Are you going to take your off-duty weapon and shoot it? You know, I know he would have protected me with his life, but I realized there's nothing he could do. And that's when I really started diving into asking my angels and archangels, particularly Archangel Michael, for that protection, just surround me, my bed, my bedroom, my house, my property, you know, just with protection, protection, protection. And I felt a lot better. You know, I lived way out in the country and there were a lot of weird noises, a lot of wind, a lot of weird noises out there at night. But there was actually things happening inside the house too that were paranormal and scary. So that was just a turning point. I feel like that's when I really started to step into my power, which is what we all have to come to. And eventually, you know, yes, Archangel Michael is going to be there when you need him, but the hope is that you're going to start building up your own strength and courage and not need him so much, you know, that you won't have to call upon him so much. But if you do, you do. There's people in this world living in really scary circumstances every minute of every day of their life. And, you know, war is going on, poverty, extreme poverty. I would imagine they need all the protection they can get. So, you know, never hesitate. You know, again, you're not bothering them. I've never had an angel or archangel say, "Why are you bothering me again?" You know, never, not even anything close like that. If anything, yeah, they're eager, like they're jumping in, like, finally, you're asking, what are you waiting for? And I do have a lot of clients who come in who talk about, they feel like Archangel Michael, they have a special bond with him. And it's almost always people who've been through really rough times, people who have really kind of, we talk about the dark night of the soul. They've been through at least one mega dark night of the soul, which is really hard to climb your way out of. If you've been in one, you know what we're talking about. And it seems to be a defining moment for them when they have that connection with Michael, because he seems to leave like a little bit of his strength in their soul. Or maybe he opens them up to their own core of strength that they had all along, that they didn't know they had, or was got buried in fear and worry and doubt. But it's there. We all have it. So I think even if you just want to be braver, even if you want to feel stronger, more courageous in your decisions in your life, that's a very good reason to develop a relationship with Archangel Michael. He can't be with you all the time, but he's going to be with you when you need him, you know, and that's the important thing. Kind of is like the police. They can't be with you all the time, but they'll be with you when you need them.
And I think it's really important to realize that even though there is definitely, and all these angelic connections and relationships and energies, there is tremendous religious devotion to those. But I feel that you don't have to have a strong and determined religious necessarily grounding. You can still call and still call for help.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with an organized religion, even though they write about it. But the angels and archangels make it very clear they are there for everybody, and they don't care if you go to church. They don't care if you belong to a specific religion. But they do care that you ask for their help, you know, that you're trying to communicate with them, trying to create that bond with them makes a big difference, and things start to happen faster when you do. So I cannot recommend that enough. Any other thoughts you want to add on Archangel Michael today? No? All right. So if you have questions and comments later, you can email those to us. Yes, you can put them into the YouTube chat, but I'm telling you what, those disappear within hours sometimes before I can even see them. So email them to the address that's in the show description. We'll be happy to answer your questions at any time. You've been watching the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about us or our services, visit our website, SedonaSoulSisters.com. And tune in next Friday when the topic is handling toxic people. Oh boy, that's going to be a goodie. In the meantime, have a beautiful week. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.